HighBridge, a division of Recorded Books, presents Escalante's Dream, On the Trail of the Spanish Discovery of the Southwest, by David Roberts, read by Robert Fass. Chapter 1. Abiquiu and Beyond. The three-quarter moon had crept into the west when my nightmare arrived. It was September 2, 2017. That morning, my wife Sharon and I had left Santa Fe on what promised to be a six-week journey, following the fugitive trail of the 12-man expedition that had passed this way 241 years before. Our voyage was one that would have seemed almost tame to me throughout my adult life, until 2 years earlier, when cancer had abruptly redefined all my notions of the possible. Now I knew that our 40 days in pursuit of Dominguez and Escalante posed as stern a challenge as I dared to engage. We had driven north on Highway 84, through the crossroads town of Española along the Chama River, arriving after some 45 miles at the sleepy village of Abiquiu, famed for Georgia O'Keeffe's obsession with cow skulls, local flowers, and the old mission church. From there, we headed south on a dirt road that climbed out of a tight canyon to emerge on a glorious grassy plateau, land still held by the descendants of the benefactors of an old Spanish land grant. After some 10 miles, we had crossed into the Santa Fe National Forest. Around 5 p.m., we found the perfect roadside campsite at 8,000 feet under the soaring ponderosas, with open views east to a far rim of the forest and west to Cerro Pedernales.